If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
I got stuff for you.
Holy moly.
I need to get some snakes and release them around my house.
But they love eating people. They love eating kids.
These guys are the scientists of the supernatural, lecturers leaving lessons for inquiring laymen. They are applying the scientific method to a world that baffles science. They are the cryptids of the corn.
Every day that you open your mouth,
I know, right?
I'm more convinced that you're abducted by aliens.
No.
And it just stood up. I mean, it just like kept going and going. And she goes, what the?
These are idiots.
I was laughing reading this because I already knew how you would feel.
Idiot. What part of the story fits your balloon?
Well,
this isn't a UFO. Yeah.
But who else has big black wings and red eyes?
Batman.
Well, Mothman.
Oh, yeah, Mothman.
Well, everyone, I think we know exactly what it is. So say it all with me. It was the Sandhill Crane.
Would you try it?
No.
You wouldn't eat it?
No.
Why?
Because they're probably toxic.
There'd be a lot of poop in my pants. Seeing a 6-foot alligator go swinging through the air and slam into a tree.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to Crystal Coin Podcast. I am the Green Powerful Mr. E.
And I'm J Clone 8.
Okay.
Number 8.
Okay.
Early model.
Welcome back. Crystal Coin Podcast.
Oh, it's season 8 too. I forgot.
Mm-hmm.
That's what a coinkydink.
Mm-hmm. Today we're going to talk about a ghost or a spirit.
Huh? Was that a question?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the difference?
Don't know.
All right, moving on.
No, so this is, anybody who's ever played the game Phasmophobia, they added some new, like, types of ghost, paranormal creature things.
Is this where you're, it's that?
It's like a ghost hunting game.
Okay, where you, like, work together?
Mm-hmm.
Is one of you the ghost?
No, that would be fun. There is a couple monster games like that.
Okay. I just didn't know if it was like one of those types of games.
The Bigfoot games like that.
Yeah, I've heard. I've never played it yet. Maybe we should do that.
That'd be fun.
Gotta figure out how to get it first, I guess.
I would do the, I thought about hosting our own Cribs of Corn Path of Titan server.
Ah.
Mm.
Oh. Mm.
Today's the Diogen.
I guess if anyone wants to join in on any of that stuff, just join into our Patreon, and then you can get access to our Discord where we post all that fun stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
The Diogen.
Diogen.
The eyes in the fog.
Oh, okay.
That's one of their ghosts they just added.
It reminds me of Zordon from Power Rangers.
Sure.
He's like a big pillar
of fog.
I never
watched any of the Power Rangers.
Giant head that's like, Rangers! Here's, you need to stop Rita. That was every episode.
Good. The Diogen is an evil spirit that is said to haunt the Sonora Forest in Belgium.
Mm. Ooh, so it's a Belgish cryptid.
Ghost.
Oh, Belgish. Belgish.
Like Belgish
that? Cryptid. You like that?
Yeah.
Belgish ghost.
Belgish ghost. The Diogen is described as being a roughly humanoid shape made of green or white fog.
Ooh, okay.
It has no features except for hollow black eye sockets.
Okay, not frightening.
So a humanoid fog with a giant, deep-set black eye sockets.
Yeah, not evil at all.
The Diogen is often accompanied by several small shadow figures believed to be the spirits of murdered children.
Oh, wonderful. This is straight out of a Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark book.
Mm-hmm. The Dark Forest of Belgium's.
Mm.
So if you're out in the Sonora Forest at night and you hear the laughter or crying of children, it's a sign that the Diogen is near.
Mm. Yeah, that's the book. I just had to confirm it.
What?
That's the book, The Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark?
Mm-hmm. That's sitting right there beside you.
Yes?
I have one on the shelf, yeah.
Oh. I wonder why I'm spooked out over here.
The legend of the Diogen. The legend originates from a short story written in 1837 called Die Kinderver van het Bitsenbroes.
Okay.
100% pronounced correctly.
Correctly, yes.
The story told a group of nuns who were exploring this forest when they uncovered the burnt bodies of 80 murdered children.
Okay, that's terrible. What a bad origin story.
Despite being based on supposedly fictional tales, many people believe that they have seen the Diogen themselves. Visitors of this forest have reported seeing small, ghostly figures darting in and out of the trees.
Mm.
Others have observed and reported feeling like they're being watched through the fog as if it was alive.
Mm. Okay.
When driving through the forest, some visitors have reported seeing small handprints appear on their vehicles before quickly fading away.
Nice. It's like the haunted hands.
Mm-hmm.
The truck driver hands.
Oh, in the Egypt Valley?
Yeah.
I was thinking more like there's a lot of that here in North America with like cemeteries or the kids will push you off the tracks and you'll have little handprints. Some drivers have been forced to veer off the road because a small figure, like the child size, had jumped out in front of their vehicles.
Mm.
It's like when you guys ran over that guy on the bike.
Oh, the shadow person on the mm-hmm. bike? Yeah. Well, literally just like that.
It was, and then people like, they're going to hit a kid. So they slam on the brakes and they get out in the forest. And you look at yeah. like, there's no kid.
Yeah, I seen a guy on a bicycle, all in black. Like his bicycle, him, his body, everything was just one shadow. And right as we ran him over, he laid down 2D flat to the road and just stretched out. It was so weird. It was weird.
There are many theories about the Diogens. The most boring theory, as most paranormal stories, is that the legend of the Diogen is just simply made up or highly exaggerated version of real historical events.
Hmm. Like what?
The actual story about like the nuns finding the burnt children and all that. Like
I thought they meant like the sightings or whatnot.
I mean, it could be that thing where a story, you know, the original story is scary, so now you're on edge. So now every shadow or crow or everything like
is a monster.
Yeah, is a monster hiding
yeah.
just off the edge of your view. It also is possible that the murders of the children did in fact happen and the short story was loosely based on true events.
Mm.
Perhaps the spirits of the children really do inhabit this forest.
Hmm. I guess we'll have to determine that. Since I don't know. I hope not.
Since many sightings of the Diogen have come about after the book was written, it's possible that it has been a...
fabrication?
No.
A tulpa?
Yes! This could be a tulpa.
Could be. A collective thought manifestation?
Yeah, of energy, you know, that's being put out there. It's possible that it is a tulpa that has been created. A tulpa is a being that has been created as a manifestation of belief.
Mm.
That's a short version of it. Some think it is enough people believe in a creature, it can manifest and there's something, you know, some form of that belief.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think of that?
I believe in that. I think that's true.
Yeah,
like that haunted house, was that in Chicago?
Yeah, the fake, yeah, that I think the Chicago University did. where they made up a ghost. They made up like everything. They had beforehand a bunch of paranormal experts, quote unquote, come in and declare it not haunted. There's nothing here. No weird EMFs.
Right.
And they made up a story of a ghost named like Herbert or something like that. They, you know, some old man name.
Yeah.
And over time, it started adding its own lore.
Like things actually started happening and manifesting.
They talked about it, I think, in either the first or the second Ghostbusters.
Hmm.
With the psychic energy, essentially.
Soft disclosure.
Well, I mean, that's been a theory in this kind of stuff forever, with especially Poltergeist.
Yeah.
We've talked about that several times. Like Poltergeist with... There's a huge proportion of Poltergeist activity with young girls going through their first menstruation or their first series of menstruations.
Okay.
Because it's such a powerful and not traumatizing, this is the right word. Just
highly emotional.
Like, highly emotional and just like, and you know, disturbed or fraught, you know, because it hurts. It's, you know, it's a lot.
An endocrine, I don't want to say disruptor, shaker upper.
There's a lot of the famous Poltergeist stories that had a young girl like as the center of them.
Mm, okay.
And where maybe that, and she, I'm not saying that the girl's doing it on purpose, that she is such a power source that, you know, this, the world, the veil is thinning and, you know, reacting to that.
She has a lot of life energy flowing through her.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that could be it. There's also the classic, you know, Fae thought that they're, you know, this is a forest with Fae, and then they adopt and put on whatever mask, you know, is being wore, or that we are projecting onto them.
Like, for example, Randy's property up in Minnesota.
Oh, it with the Bigfoot things.
Things, yeah. I still don't know if they're Bigfoot. Whatever Bigfoot is. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're the physical flesh and blood. Physical being, upright primate. I just don't think so.
Yep.
I don't think.
100% flesh and blood. That's it.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, of course.
No, I do not believe that.
No, it's whatever it is, it's weird.
But yeah. And then there's, I mean, it's just this stuff like, I mean, I don't know if it's tulpas or if it's psychic energy. It's just, there's a lot of these, especially here in the US, because that's where we can research the most.
Yeah.
So like I had a lot of trouble finding this. One was suggested by Connor. He really liked it. And there's just not much I could find about it. Like I could find third hand sightings.
And this is Belgium. I mean,
yeah. So we have listeners in in this area. So please, if you've heard of anybody seeing a Deogen, or if you yourself have seen a Deogen,
or know about more of the lore.
Cause there was several. So the story of like the murdered children.
Yeah.
In this area, there are, especially like the 1700s, there's several versions of this. I'm trying to remember. There's a movie about one of them based on real historical events where this, I think it was like a count in a castle.
Okay.
Kept sending for more young boys.
Okay.
And they think he was one of the mega mass serial killers.
Oh, he's just murdering them?
Yeah, because they found all of the bodies like in the castle and stuff like that.
Oh, that's terrible.
But they, any like runaway boys or, you know, abandoned boys or anything like that.
Foster kids.
Yeah. He would just come in and they would, his servants would collect them and he would just torture and kill them.
Hmm. Probably so never stopped.
That could make some, that could spirits, make some angry things.
Yeah, some negative energy to, mm-hmm. to find itself there.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good way to make a place haunted.
What if that's all, like, you know, the darkness in the world is? It's just negative energy, and when we do negative things to people, and it leaves a void for those negative energies, beings, to fill in those spaces. And that's why we have all the war in the world we have today, and they want negativity and flood in. I don't know.
The Deogen is similar to many other paranormal entities from around the world, including several in the U.S., like the Gray Man of Pawley Island.
Oh, we talked about him.
Yes, in the season finale with the 50 United States or the state stuff.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The hometown legend things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which are, you know, these giant or mennish figures that are seen in the fog.
And the mountains, right?
That one was on an island. Remember, he was the predictor of storms.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. I think the mountain one maybe is UK.
Yeah, that's in Scott or Scotland.
I think you're right. Yeah.
That's the gray man.
Mm-hmm.
There's several gray men, but that's the gray man is what it's called.
But the
one, if I'm thinking, was North or South Carolina, seen on the island, and residents take him very, very, very seriously when they see him, remember, because of the hurricanes.
Right.
They pack up and leave. The first somebody says, hey, I seen him, the residents are gone.
They just know better.
Mm-hmm.
Bad weathers are coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's it for the Diogen. I have another little thing, too.
Okay.
With psychic kids, because he's kind of connect.
Okay, psychic kids.
Mm-hmm. We actually have a friend that was interviewed to be on the show, Psychic Kids.
We do?
Mm-hmm.
A mutual?
Mm-hmm. I don't remember this show whatsoever, and I couldn't find anywhere to watch it, so I'm curious about it. It's called Psychic Kids, Children of the Paranormal.
Hmm.
Do you remember this show at all?
No.
At three seasons. It was very interesting. The runtime on average is 43 minutes. Started in 2008, ended in 2010. This is prime time.
Yeah, it is. It doesn't sound familiar at all, though. What would they do, though?
So, there's not... So, A&E, or A&E produced it, and if you go to their homepage for it, it's blank.
Okay.
Like, it doesn't exist anymore.
It never happened.
It's all gone. And several of the other things. The only thing I really have is the Wikipedia article.
Okay.
So, I don't remember this show. I would have never even known it exists unless we...
We're talking about this?
Yeah, it's like this was scrubbed from the internet.
Hmm. Interesting.
And it may have been. Maybe it got too close to the truth.
Yeah, well, you know, most good things are scrubbed. It seems that way.
So the show is called Psychic Kids, Children of the Paranormal. It's a paranormal television series broadcasted on the A&E Television Network. Hosted by...
Chuck Woolery.
Chip Coffey.
Oh, nice name.
I believe it's Coffey. Coffey.
Yeah, I would say that.
Like it's like John Coffey.
Right, yeah.
The Green Mile, one of the greatest movies ever.
Mm.
I'm tired, boss. He's an American psychic investigator, which the person we know, I believe that's the one they were talking about, said that when they met him, these one of the ones that they believe is like real.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't know, but like actually new stuff.
Yeah. You're talking about this John Coffey guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
With licensed therapist Ed Nathan, sensitive Chris Flemings, and medium Kim Russo. The show brings children together who have reports of psychic abilities with adult psychic/mediums. When they stated the purpose of showing them how to harness their abilities and ultimately showing them that they're not alone in the world.
Huh. When did this?
2008-2010.
Wow. So I was just graduated. I had just graduated high school.
You could have been on the show.
I could have been. They did stuff like that. I think it was back in the 80s or 90s, maybe sooner, in schools. It was called the GATE program, G-A-T-E, gifted and, oh, shoot. It was something. But they were looking for like children with special abilities throughout public schools, and they'd put you in like these special learning programs that, and they give you this pink medicine you would drink, or pink juice you would drink before. I don't know. It was weird.
Are you making that part up?
No.
They would give you pink drink
before? It was the GATE program.
Oh, that's an episode. We'll do an episode on the GATE program, because that...
School, like...
How are you not abducted? Like, what are you talking about?
Just, I'm telling you.
Is this one? Are you finally getting me? Are you making this up?
I'm not making this up. Uh-uh. I'm not.
Hey, let us know if you at home have ever heard of the GATE program.
Yeah, if any of you guys have ever been in it. Maybe someone out there has.
It's probably one of these things that's just you. I've been listening to a lot of like creepypasta stuff.
Okay.
And there's a lot of like that kind of thing. I wonder if it's just people like you that have had experienced it and they're just like, nobody else had.
The GATE program is Gifted and Talented Education. This is the AI overview. Educational program for advanced learners offering enriched, accelerated, or differentiated curriculum beyond standard grade levels, focusing on depth, complexity, and specific talented areas like academics, leaderships, or arts, or identification through assessments, test scores, and teacher recommendations. But actually, they were searching for kids with special abilities, like psychic abilities and whatnot. And
what's sensitivity. The drink?
I don't know.
Are you joking about the drink?
No, I'm not. Why do you think I am?
Because this is just something like, this is something I would tell you. Like I do, like I'll read an extra sentence on something and, you know, and I've added the last sentence.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not. I'm not. I'll see if I can find anything about a pink drink.
All right. Well, no, we'll worry about it. I'll tell you what. We'll do a whole episode on the GATE program.
All right.
Because I think that's a government thing.
I 100% think it is.
So later episodes feature content in correlation with another A&E paranormal series. Coffee has appeared on Paranormal State, which I do remember the TV show Paranormal State with Ryan Bull.
Okay.
Do you remember Paranormal State?
I don't.
I got like, it's like a fever dream memories of Paranormal State, but I remember that show.
That's what I'm trying to, something sounds familiar about it, but I just don't remember it.
A&E later aired episodes of biographies called Psychic Children, about children and young people with the same alleged abilities described in the show, i.e. crystal children.
Now, that I feel like I've heard of too. Crystal children, I've heard of indigo children.
Yeah, we've done an episode on indigo children.
Yeah.
On June 26th of 2019, A&E announced revival of Psychic Kids and was premiered on August 21st, 2019. I don't remember that one either.
Me either.
Right when COVID was kicking off.
Yeah.
I don't remember any of this.
Me either.
The kids featured in the show allegedly possessed varying psychic abilities, which included precognition, clairvoyance, talking with the dead, sensing illness or disease, psychochemistry, and recognitive. Yeah, basically the dream, like dreamwalking, or like what do they call it? Astral projecting.
Oh, okay.
It's the same word for that.
Okay.
Typically, the kids seen in this show are being haunted by spirits and need help to control their abilities. Kids in this series include, I'm not going to read these kids' names.
Yeah.
There's a lot of episodes.
Huh.
The original series aired and premiered, like I said, in June of 2008. The second season premiered in December of 2009. And third and final season premiered in October of 2010. Which was at the height of my haunted house. Oh, is this? I think one of these episodes is about me. Maybe I don't remember this.
Yeah. Your memory was wiped.
No, because like the first season's show titles are The Ghost of Freddy, Fear Management, The Demon House, Night Terrors, Angels and Demons, and Missing People. Next season's titles are Vanished, Family Secrets, Ghost School, Crossing Over, A Demon in the Mirror, Haunted Attic, Terror in the Night, Spirits Among Us.
And season three?
Their third and final season, Banishing Evil, Psychic Kids Investigate the Lost Girl, Bloody Maryland, Psychic Kids Investigate the Disappearance, House of Spirits, Message from the Dez, The Lizzie Borden Case.
Uh-oh.
We've done an episode on Lizzie Borden, too.
We did.
And The Lost Soul, which was the final episode that was never aired.
Oh, really?
No, I made that up.
Oh, okay.
See, like that. Like, that's their purple drink.
Right. Yeah. Now I'm not making that up.
Or, sorry, pink drink. Purple drink, something else. The reboot series premiered in August of 2019. The new series shows the kids from the original series, now as adults, returning to help the new generation of psychic kids. So, yeah. Some of the kids lived.
Okay. Well, what'd they live to tell the tale?
Like, to help the new... And then, so the new season, which I wonder where this is on. And actually, the first couple episodes did some decent ratings in the U.S. It looks like from the rating numbers, the main seasons did horrible. Like, it was just somebody's back burner project.
I wonder if they... Yeah, they probably had it on at, like, 2 a.m. at, you know, no like, one's watching.
Right before George Lopez.
Gosh.
I remember waking up at 5 a.m. Low-ri-da.
Me too, every morning. Because mom and dad fall asleep listening to, like, what, Nick at Night or something?
Ghost in the Bed, When Spirits Attach, Awake and Afraid, Spirit in the Mirror, Dangerous Games, Make the Spirit Stay, Ghost Sick, and Living with Evil.
What's that one?
That's the new reboot season.
Oh, okay.
One critic thought Psychic Kids was extremely exploiting to children.
Okay.
While others felt that the psychic mentors in the show handled the situation carefully. And there was a children's psychologist on staff to make sure none of the kids were taken advantage of.
Yeah. Where do you draw the line, though? You know, who hired that psychologist? You know, the TV producers?
Mm-hmm. I have no idea. It's
hard telling.
I don't know if you can watch it anywhere. I didn't see it. Normally it pops up.
Yeah.
But like it's completely wiped from like A&E and stuff like that.
It's really strange. It reminds me a little bit, but different in different ways. But Stan Lee's show, Superhumans.
Yeah. I got that kind of vibe.
It's just, yeah, this was what it made me think of, I guess, which, you know, that show in itself is really, really interesting. Just seeing what the human body and what people are just capable of doing, which is wild. Because we set limits on all of ourselves because we're told what is and what is not possible. And we just tend to abide by those rules. And it's just because somebody said it one time. And that's it. It doesn't mean it's true. But I don't know. I wish I could check out this show and just see some of these kids and see what they're doing too.
I'm looking to see if I can find it anywhere.
Hmm. You said it was on A&E? I think. Mm-hmm. I think that's the channel she said it was on.
That's who produced it.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, either way. No, that's weird that it's kind of scrubbed, too, because,
well, gosh. I just wonder if it's, like, a part of that, like, maybe it is, like, child exploitation.
Mm. Or, yeah, it could be a contractual thing.
It says you can watch it on Amazon Prime.
Hmm.
I'm looking. Well, then you click the link, and it doesn't show you can actually watch it on Amazon Prime. There's a couple things like that.
That could be old, too. Old links, too.
Tubi apparently has it, which that makes sense. A lot of this stuff ends up on Tubi.
Is that the free one?
Yeah. No, it says it's unavailable on Tubi.
Ah, see.
It was available on Tubi, and then it got removed.
So maybe it's whoever owns it is shopping it around for the next spot to...
It looks like you can buy season one on Amazon. It's not a part of Prime. And then it looks like YouTube has a couple of the episodes here and there.
Hmm. Still, regardless, it's interesting.
No, it's very
subject matter.
I'm just like, the Paranormal State you can find is a bunch of places. Like right now, it's on like that's on Tubi and Hulu and all that, which is the same company. It's just odd. I wonder if it is something to do with like child exploitation laws, or maybe that it just had such a like negative reception.
That they're
it's just limiting it. It's just not worth the hassle of having it out there and getting, you know, still dinged on it for, you know,
I guess
20
yeah.
years later.
Yeah. Yeah, it ain't worth it.
Yeah. Because it's like, if you go to the A&E website, it has the title and it says page not found.
Hmm.
And then
so
if
it was there for sure.
Yeah. It's just like completely removed everything from it. Or I wonder if people were getting harassed, or maybe it's one of those things where the kids. We're nonstop getting, you know how bad the paranormal community
for
can
sure, yeah.
be.
Or
99% of people are fine and great. And then but the 1% can make it horrible.
Well, what if the government too is just like, yeah, pull it?
The old man that stare at goats, these are the kids that stare at sheep.
Yeah. That was a good movie.
Yeah. Cloud shaping or whatever they call it.
Cloud bursting.
Cloud bursting.
Yeah. I tried it. It works. We can do it. We can go outside right now.
I'm doing it to your head right now. That's why you're getting more bald.
Shoot, that's where my hair went.
I focus on a individual hair every time.
Now you've been doing this for a while then, because they're gone.
I'm slowly like carving stuff into it, like shapes.
That'd be cool. Do a lightning bolt.
What would you do if some of your hair fell out in a lightning bolt or like a smiley face shape?
I probably would start praying more.
Like, you're definitely being abducted. And now they're just fully screwing with you.
Yeah, they're just messing. They're leaving, like, notes behind. They're starting crop circles in my bald head. My male pattern baldness.
Anything to add for the Deogen?
Oh, yeah, the
Deogen kids.
I do kind of feel like this is the Tulpa kind of, or woodland spirit kind of thing, where the woods have energy.
Yeah, and it's just kind of, this is the shape this one took.
Yeah.
Or people made it take this shape.
And I'm wondering, too, if that's what, like I brought it up earlier with Randy's property. And if you haven't listened to those shows, or you weren't at the previous Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree 2 and seen Randy talk live in person, but Randy's our interviews with him, and he has a really special, unique property with a lot of Bigfoot activity, and Bigfoot is in quotes because we don't.
It's not big. It's not the traditional
Bigfoot. But it does look like it when he sees it.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes it looks like Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah, true. Yes.
Sometimes it looks like a dog or a gray.
When they've been seen, though, multiple times, they've seen the Bigfoot shape or form.
It's the most common shape.
Yeah, like 30-something times on his property. But I don't think it's, yeah, like Justin said, or mystery, it's not traditional Bigfoot or what we believe to be a flesh and blood, you know, type of Bigfoot. It's something weird, some spirit, something of the forest. I don't know what it is. It's not flavors of the forest, though. You know, that's the good stuff. Bigfoot breath, flavors of the forest. You put it on all your food and all your pizza. It goes good on fries. It goes good anything you like garlic with. Flavors of the forest is the best product I've ever found or I've ever used. And you can find that at flavorsforest.com/corn.
All right, guys. I have been the great and powerful mystery.
And I have been Jay Clone 8.
We'll catch you next week, guys.
Bye. Bye.
Hey, guys. Thank you for listening to Cryptids of the Corn Podcast. Remember, the best way to support the show is share it with a friend. But if you are craving more of the Jay clones
and more from Mr. E,
there's always extra content on Patreon
and our paid member space on cryptidsofthecorn.com.
We'll catch you next time with more exciting, fun, and informative information.
Bye!